thing is that the second Beis Hamikdash lacked spiritual magnificence as well. The Gemara says that the second Beis Hamikdash was missing five things that existed in the first Beis Hamikdash. And the five things are those things that testified, kaviyochel, to the presence of the Shechina in the Beis Hamikdash. In the first Beis Hamikdash, anybody that walked into the Beis Hamikdash knew that the Shechina rested among the Jewish people. The Gemara says that in the second Beis Hamikdash, the menorah, they never found the menorah. Moshe's menorah, the great menorah. You know, you all know the Medrash that Moshe couldn't build the menorah. So he took the gold and he threw it in the fire and out came the miraculous menorah. So that menorah was carried by the Jewish people in the Mishkan all the years, and it was in the Beis Hamikdash of Shlomo. It disappeared. The Gemara says that the earth opened its mouth and swallowed it. There was no menorah. There was no Oren. The Oren HaKodesh disappeared. Raiders of the Lost Ark. The Oren HaKodesh disappeared. The Luchas HaBris that were in it. The broken pieces of the Luchas HaBris, of the first Luchas, the Tzinsenes Hamon, the bottle of Amon that was preserved, the staff of Aaron from the incident after Korach, all of that disappeared. Wasn't there anymore. There was no Nevuah in the second Beis Hamikdash. The last prophets of Israel were Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. So Machlokas in the Gemara, who Malachi was. There are three opinions. One opinion is that Malachi was Ezra. Second opinion was that Malachi was Mordechai. Third opinion was that Malachi was Malachi. But he's the last prophet. And from then on, there is no more prophecy. Now that's a cardinal belief of the Jewish people. When we discuss Christianity later and Islam, and all the other religions that came afterwards, the first kasha that the Jews said is that there are no more Nevi'im. Nitla Nevuah. The Nevuah was taken away. There is no prophet. There's nobody that can come and say, Ko Amar Hashem. That doesn't exist anymore. You have to realize that for a people who were accustomed to Nevuah, that is a wrenching experience. See, to us, it's nothing, you know. We don't have Nevi'im, we're not missing it. But if you imagine you had the Navi, so the Navi, you could ask things. Now there was no one to ask. The Jewish people were, so to speak, on their own. So the second Beis Hamikdash is a retrenchment of the Hashgocha. Kaviyochel, God withdraws. It becomes a more natural hashgacha over the Jewish people. It's not the same hashgacha that was in the first Beis Hamikdash. In the second Beis Hamikdash, there was no Urim V'tumim. They couldn't get the Kohen Gadol's breastplate to work. It wouldn't light up. Now, that goes hand in hand with the lack of Nevuah. In order for the Urim V'tumim to work, there had to be a Navi. That Koach had to be present. It wasn't there. In the first Beis Hamikdash, the fire that was on the altar was always in the shape of a crouching lion. It was one of the miracles. And when they carried the Mizbeach in the desert, or they carried it in Eretz Yisrael, the fire never went out. And it never burned the cloth that covered it. That miracle disappeared in the second Beis Hamikdash. Now the Gemara, the Mishnah in Ovos, tells us 10 nisim that existed in the second Beis Hamikdash, that still existed. But the second Beis Hamikdash was missing 5 of the main nisim, which were in the first, 5 of the main artifacts, which were in the first Beis Hamikdash. So that the second Beis Hamikdash had within it physical poverty, so to speak, and it had spiritual poverty as well. And the last point I want to make tonight, again, taken from the Tanakh,